This episode of Guns Blazing is brought to you by the people at 3Chi. 3Chi is the industry leader in Delta-8 THC products. Delta-8 is a federally legal version of THC and is a more functional alternative to marijuana. It gives you an amazing buzz and a great body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. So go to 3Chi.com to shop for Delta-8 edibles like cookies and gummies, or to shop for vapes, tinctures, gummies, and oils that can be used to make your own homemade edibles. Use code GUNS21, G-U-N-S, the numbers 21, at checkout to receive 5% off your order. That's code GUNS21 at checkout to receive 5% off your order. Must be 21 to purchase.
Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
You are now entering a podcast studio.
I'm an island boy, and I've been trying to make. Oh, I'm an island boy. I'm just island boy. I'ma get key white wine. You're gonna keep that gun. I'll be just staring at the sun.
You know what, man? I'm just pumped that there's people out there that I can still, we can dig through the rubble of trash music and find a fucking genius. You know what I mean? Like, we got like a Bob Dylan level action here, man. Jimi Hendrix, Elvis, Island Boys, bro.
It's like they got that one phrase down, and then they're like, okay, now we don't really have to make up lyrics. We just keep saying things that sound like that. You know,
it's pretty,
like, I don't have to tell a story like in the you know, the tradition of reggae, these rich cultural stories or whatever. It's just, well, I've got the sound down, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like if someone who can rattle off like fake Spanish, and if you don't know Spanish, you're like, oh, that's that guy, he's fluent in Spanish.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, these guys are fluent in reggae. And they really just have the harmony down.
Listen, you don't see the thing about Todd. You don't get it, man, because you're not an island boy, man.
No, I'm not an island boy. Gonna get that gun.
Gonna get the sun.
And they're in their mom's like fucking hot mansion.
Her mom said, hey, son, can you get up out the fucking tub? those fools.
Why do you have a gun? We live in Malibu.
staring at the sun. That's why my fucking hair does this. The way that they literally do what Neo from Matrix does when he figures out how to do the spoon bend. That's what they're doing to the words of a language, I think, that's borderline English. And they're just bending up the words to just kind of like connect them however they want.
Like, oh, you're right.
They just bend the words. If you listen, he just makes like, he just changes to just make it rhyme, how he just forces it to.
Oh, I'm staying. They're like, you wanna be famous? I'm trying to be out all greatest. I'm on the float, oh boy, and get a real damn tropic. I'm like the dumb on the topic, I'm an island boy. I put my vest on, yeah, like a wild one man.
My favorite part is how, like, now I will say this:
it is rhymed famous with greatest.
I mean, yeah,
as long as you.
It's not bad. I mean, I could ride with that one. But dude, my favorite part is like, and I honestly, I should be upset with myself after listening to these dudes. Like, he is so fucking passionate about his boy. When his brother just starts getting into it, staring at the sun, he's like, yeah, like he fucking feels it, man. He's like, yes, bro, that's my brother, dude. You know what I mean? Like, he's a fucking star.
He never gets to fucking sing, but he's committed. He get the same haircut, he get the same tattoos. Mm-hmm. and he's fucking part of it, man. He never gets to open his mouth. You only hear him. He's just always there. No,
they both go back and forth.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, they both go back and forth.
I thought that was the one everybody made fun of for not talking.
He might not talk in the video.
Maybe that was in the first one.
But this is them. They go back and forth.
Been trying to make it. I ain't seen it with a gang, gang slang.
That's the other one.
Slang no kind. Through the storm, through the rain. Cause we try to hum like a lane. From
We try to hum like a lane? No, I think that he said that something about pain and lying. And then another part was lying. Like it was lying. Something to do with the lion here.
My island boy, I've been trying to make it. I ain't seen it with a gang, gang slang. You ain't just slang no kind.
That was gang sign, Kane, and Rain was in there.
And we tried to hum like a
from the island boy from the Caribbean.
They're from Cuba.
Then they are legitimately from Cuba.
Yeah, from what I read, from I did some of my extensive research today.
Nice.
Because I mean, like everybody's already like Everybody's kind of clowned on them and had fun with these dudes, but I've never really gotten into it. Like they like really had a discussion about them. They're born in Cuba. Their dad died from a heart attack when they were young, and they live with their mom, or their mom is still alive.
Got you.
And they live in they're in Florida, but they have the Miami Heat. Well, I mean the Chicago Bulls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what? I haven't seen anybody put a beat on it.
Yeah.
Like I mean, anybody...
it's obviously just going crazy on TikTok.
Hey Rick, can you pull up to see if there's a song, a remix with this with the beat? Oh, actually, I forgot. There's no dude named Rick, and there's no one that's gonna pull me.
You had one on deck yourself. I thought you were gonna be Rick.
Fuck no, man. Remix with a beat. How about that? Like, I don't know what else to do. See, has anybody put a fucking beat on it, dude? That's what I want to hear. I don't know. I'm just give it one try. This is parody. I'm pretty sure.
The banger of the fall thus far on the internet.
Oh, it's Pat and AJ. Hilarious. I just picked the first
you
one.
You didn't know?
No.
Yeah, they were clowning on him pretty good.
We're fucking late, but
I could never tell if Pat's actually a fan or if he's clowning sometimes.
Yeah, it's because it's so funny. That's hilarious. I just touched the first video. Yeah,
it's hilarious.
I didn't read.
Do they play it? I want to hear.
Let's see. I think they must have their own version, dude.
Oh, this is gonna be great.
Okay, that's a week ago. We're a while late.
Let's play the banger of the fall thus far on the internet. Island boy, I'm on this island boy. Wearing shorts in the park, my best on earth. Island boy, and I'm just full gazing. I'm a just island boy, just a bunch of island boy.
Hilarious.
That's hilarious.
There's a good beat behind it, though. Whoever laid that beat down.
It is. I think anybody can be cool if they just can get that, you know, if they can just get that rhythm down, that fucking, just the basic harmony sound. You can always be cool. I could be cool if I could get it down. Just be like.
You could even be cool.
I just turned 50, getting to the nitty-gritty. Fucking, everybody be like, what the fuck? Looks like that guy.
I keep looking at my bank account and it's kind of empty. No, you know what? I mean, these guys got to almost be studied, though, I feel like. Like, how, no matter what the product is, for the entire world to be engulfed by you over just a 15 or 20 second clip, and then, like, go look at their shit. Like, their TikTok, some of, like, just the pictures, right? Like the fucking, when you look at it, when it's not moving,
mm-hmm.
It's so vivid. Like the colors, this is almost an experiment. Like, yeah, culturally there's some shit going on here, right? Like, all right. Yes, they are from Cuba. So they are fucking from an island. So I guess technically, yeah, they can fucking say that, right?
Technically from an island.
But also I have seen people from Trinidad, some other fucking places being like, yo, we ain't like that. But there's shit, like just visually what's going on. Take away the cultural aspect, I almost feel like, of whether you feel it's white kids jacking or, you know, culture jacking or whatever, right? And the hair, like the tattoos and everything. But it's incredible, I think, just visually. like if you look at their page, just like the colors, like look at this, like the background colors. Let me get to the shit that I really thought was
they're gonna be like this.
Like look at that. Look at that. That middle one, like look at the gradient background and his fucking crazy face, you know, with the, I mean, it's, the look on his face, you just want to smack him in the mouth. You look like you asked him a question. He don't want to, he don't know how to say left. He don't know his left from his right. You know,
do they have an album?
I don't know if they have a full album, bro.
They're going to need to. I mean, you got to capitalize on this. Like, look at Yodel Boy.
Bro, all they got is
say what you will, but he capitalized. He's gone now. I think,
they're on Cameo. Oh, let's see how. Let's take okay right now. We don't know. We officially don't know. Let's take a guess on what you think the cost for their Cameo.
I'm gonna say $99.
I'm gonna go $250.
Okay.
Men, let's see. All right, let's go. Here it is. Oh man, personal use of $160 for business. $600.
Oh my god. Now who's gonna use that for their business?
Why, dude, if they go, if they fucking go the Guns Blazing Podcast fucking right now, I got 300 on that right now, bro. If I got fucking, hey dude, hey, if anybody wants should we do a GoFundMe, bro, to fucking get a new intro with the Island Boys for $600?
We should. Yeah,
I mean,
like five to get that $5 foot long, like fucking Subway's hitting them up and shit for $600. Now they got a
fucking
new commercial.
Eat more chicken.
Fuck. I love that. I love it though. Cause I'd say it does sound fucking cool. Like yeah. Say what you will. I don't know if it's cultural appropriation or whatever the fuck it is, or if it's just, it was two guys just clowning and it took off. Or what happened? It took off. That's all that matters. They need a fucking album now. They need to use some of that Cameo money, put together, you know, get some fucking recording time in a space, mm-hmm. get you somebody to lay down the beats, and just fucking, it doesn't have to be good at this point. No, just make one and sell it. You got to Yodel Boy that shit.
Fucking Yodel Boy big time, bro. Even the fucking other kid. Yeah, Yodel Boy.
Yeah, I mean, look at that. Like, he was like, he tore through the fucking, he scorched the earth for 2 years.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, these guys need to get some tracks out. For real, you can start doing some shit. Like, you could be like Tekashi 6ix9ine, just fucking out of nowhere. Clown suit, you fucking, I mean, but his shit was pretty gangster. It sounded really hardcore, even though I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, I will slap you in your face, and I'll take your sandwich away from you. But, you know,
dude, if they have somebody, though, prepare some tracks for them, like really lay down cool beats and stuff, it's going to sound good. I mean, it sounds cool.
Yeah. Well, here's your beats. Here's this.
And I would embrace the fact that we, you know, and he's riffing. So I get pretty good probably for riffing. I don't know. But I would play on that and just make the most ridiculous lyrics of all time. That could be their thing. Like, it sounds good. Into Island Boy fucking sound, but your lyrics are just fucking crazy on purpose. We should write their lyrics. Just the most random. We should team with them, write their lyrics, and then, oh man, can you imagine? It'd be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I would love to team up with them dudes and you know, and just do a collab. You know what I mean, Todd?
Mm-hmm.
Just collab with it, bro.
Let us write the lyrics. You guys fucking lay down the track, you know?
Man, I fucking...
Come on.
Mainland Boys, bro. We the mainland. We could be Mainland Boys.
There you go. We the Mainland Boys.
Mainland Boys, bro. I'm writing that down.
We got the cool outdoor toys.
We get them guns that make the noise. That would fucking sound stupid. But how was Dayton, bro? Look like you fucking did great, huh?
Dayton was lit. Almost, because they can only seat 90 now, you know, the way they spread them out. Yeah. So we had right about that, maybe just a little under. So it was fun. Bro. It was fun. I only did the one show. So,
yeah.
You know, for everybody, normally that would be slid over a weekend. But I got to have them for one show.
Man, have we talked about Dayton since I did it?
I don't think so. Is that where you got into it with the heckler?
Okay, yeah, we did.
I had a heckler also, but he was one of those I love you hecklers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it wasn't.
He's part of this. he thinks he's on a podcast. He's on our podcast.
Yes.
He's on 1041 with you.
And if you're listening, I love you. Listen.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens. I have been someone else's drunken problem many a time. That's why I did not hold it against you. I loved you the entire time. But it was like every 5 minutes, he was yelling out, Gator! Ankle gun. He was like calling out the hits, man. You know, and people were getting so mad at him. I'm like, listen, I'm like I can't sit up here and get, yeah, it's annoying, but I can't get fucking mad. Like, yeah. Fuck you for following my shit. You know,
I know. What do you say? Hey, you know what? You're a real piece of shit for knowing all my bits and loving them so right. much that you spend your money to get drunk as fuck and come yell them out at me.
Right.
You're doing everything right except for the yelling out part.
Yeah. It was good.
That is a wild situation that. I'm not sure, you know, because people would just say, oh, you know, because from the surface, it's one person ruining a time yes. for everybody else. Like, you are ruining it in a selfish manner because you think you're helping. And we're trying to explain to you, you're not.
Yeah.
I'm saying in general, that's all people would see on the surface. But on the back end, you see that, right? Like,
right.
We're talking about a guy who knows all my bits. He's yelling them out like I'm fucking Gabriel Iglesias back here in the last, you know, part of the show.
Right.
That's what he does. He goes, what do you guys want to hear? And people just start screaming. 5,000 people just start screaming out bits.
Which is awesome.
And then he just hits it. And then everybody does the bit like karaoke. No, they do the bits.
That's
like they
great.
Like 5,000 people are doing the fucking punchlines. You know, so this guy loves you. He's coming out again. He's been to you several times. Obviously, he knows. He's probably listening to your you know, all your shit on Sirius.
Yeah.
Bobby has
Can't
your
hate
album.
On it. Can't hate on no. it. I did.
You just wish you like. Man, I am so thankful for you, but can you just listen? Can you just listen for this hour and a half?
I did get one table to leave before my closer, like, because it was two girls and just talking, just carrying on a conversation, just like two people talk, but during the show.
Yeah, and they're Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, and it's like just going into the last 15 minutes or so. So obviously they'd had too much and they were just fucking talking about whatever. And, finally, I could hear him the whole time. I hear people trying to shush him. And then finally, I just pulled that move where you don't talk mm-hmm. and you just look toward their table. And then everybody stops. And then they're, oh, we're the only two talking.
Yeah.
And then they stop. And then and they're like, we're sorry. And I was like, no, let's listen. I just have one of those ears. Like when I hear people talking, I want to hear what you're saying. So that I can't think about what I'm supposed to be saying. And I said, and I know what you have to say to each other is way more important than what I have to say. It's just that nobody paid $20 to hear it. Yeah. So, and then the crowd was like, ah, and they were like, I said, did you get your bill? Are y'all taken care of? I was like, I got two more stories. That's it. And we're out of here. Can you hold on for two more stories and then have that? Because I'm just telling you. On the other side of that wall is a giant parking lot. No, you're not going to bother anybody. And they just got their shit and I was like, nice.
It's like you don't want that to ever happen. But at some point, like there's two out of 90 people. Let's say there's 100, just for mathematical purposes.
Right.
There's a 2% of this crowd that's a problem, and you're 1%, and you're the other percent.
Yeah.
So listen, like just have some sort of self awareness. I mean. I'm not asking you to fucking do something against your will. I don't want you to get vaxxed right here in front of everybody.
Right.
I just want you to be, don't be the one percenter here tonight.
And it only gets aggravating for us because we don't care. It doesn't affect our pay, but we want people to go home and they'll be like, hey, how was the comedy show? And you want them to be like, oh dude, it was fucking awesome. Hilarious. You don't want them to go, well, I couldn't fucking tell. Cause these two bitches to my right were talking the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like you want people to, you know, word of mouth, tell other people that you're funny and that you had a great time at the show, right? Like you know, that's what pisses me off about it.
And like also
once you ruin another people's experience,
not only you ruin their experience, but you make everything they've done to be there irrelevant. Like it's like, well, you don't know if they had babysitters, you don't know if they had to get off work, you don't know if they had to lie to people, you don't know if parents or change of plans or this, or if they're even if they're on a budget but they still decided to take
exactly
his money to come.
Maybe they're going through some shit in their personal life and like, I'm just come here to fucking laugh for a while and forget about it, and you fucking ruined the one chance that they fucking had to get away from their problems.
And they've been looking forward for a week for that 1 hour. just that 1 hour, and you fucks or you fuck,
you greedy
decide
fucks.
To ruin that. That's the one. Like, that's, you know, it's not about not being able to handle or any of that shit. Like, that's no big deal. If no one knew who I was in the room and no one planned on seeing me personally,
right?
Then let's get after it, my man.
Right.
But when it's something else where you're like, I'm in a position of being flattered because anybody would buy it, would get their life, you know, make plans in their life and do all this stuff to come hear me talk,
right?
You know, like, and be funny. Then that's the thing where I'm like, come on, man. You know, you can ruin my day, but don't ruin everybody else's shit.
I know. I fucking hate it for people, you know? I don't know. But that's one of the things about comedy. Unfortunately, some people just come to the club because there was something to fucking do. They had no idea what a comedy club's like or how to behave in one.
Yep.
That is like, oh, they serve beer.
Yeah, it's a bar.
We can do shots there. Let's go. And I'm not against people getting fucked up. Everybody else in that room got pretty fucked up, and they weren't a problem.
Because I'll tell you what, there's a fine line, right? Like, you have some drinks with the crowd while you go on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want them to be drinking. I feel like I'm hosting a party. Like, I want the bar tab. I want the tab at the bar. I want the bar to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that has nothing to do with me or my money. I just want the bar or the club to come up. Like, I want my crowd to be known as a crowd that drinks a lot and runs up high tabs because they're out here living it up.
I mean, I feel it down in my balls. It's like one of those paddle ball paddles smacking me on the bottom side of my balls when that happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to feel, I want to feel a tenderness on my balls. You know, that's why I always wear shorts that have built in underwear that are insanely comfortable, because it's like angel wings lightly fluffing the bottom of my ball sack.
Oh,
it's not a paddle ball paddle smacking them, causing me abdomen pain.
No, it's nothing like that. You know what I mean? You know what I love, though, Todd? What I love about bird dogs,
mm-hmm.
shorts and pants, is that they just basically stole the Lululemon's designer, and they're just doing shit better. That's what a company should do. You know what? You're doing something right. Well, how much are you paying, and how well are you taking care of people? Oh, what? You're not, someone's disgruntled. You got a great product. You got a great designer. Fuck that. I'll give you double. Come over here. Make our shit better.
Come on. Something you already love, but a better version than that? How often does that happen? And listen, these shorts, pants, and joggers are perfect for doing literally anything. I mean, you want to hang out on the beach. You want to go to brunch. You want to play around a golf. You want to hang out poolside and lift weights and sweat in front of hot chicks. Then it's perfect for that. Oh,
got it. I'll tell you what, I'll play a 10-hour tournament, cornhole tournament, and my bird dogs. And I, you know what? I have no worry about no ball shifting or none of that. Like, it's just a good quality built-in underwear, man. And that's what I'm talking about, bro.
I'm tired of wearing my underwear separately. It's like a whole nother layer I got to put on every time. I'm always like, why can't I just have these combined into one thing and just pull them up at the same time?
I put this on the same level that I put whenever shampoo and conditioner decide to start hanging out in the same bottle.
Thank you.
And then when they added body wash in there too, you're just like,
thank you.
Here we go. Finally, something I can do. Streamlined. You know what I mean? Get rid of the middleman. Just like in the movie Blow, right? Derek for real. Then you got George Young. Instead of buying weed there in America, they just go on down to Mexico. They eliminate the middleman. Everybody starts making cash.
I don't want a middleman hugging up on my balls.
No,
just
sir.
Take me straight to the dude. You know what I'm saying? Go to birddogs.com. Mm-hmm. Enter the promo code GUNSBLAZIN. No G. GUNSBLAZIN. And they're going to throw in, Sean, they're going to throw in a free Bird Dogs whistle tip football. That's right. I said it. Right. Now, you know, people were like, you know what? I would love for Christmas this year, beyond some the most comfortable shorts, pants, and joggers I could possibly buy, I've been looking around for a whistle tip football.
Wait, you're talking about like the Nerf Vortex Howler footballs that would whistle when you throw them, Todd? The ones you could throw a mile?
Yes, sir.
Oh my God, that's the one. That's a must have for football season. That is a must have, Todd.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. That's birddogs.com, promo code GUNSBLAZIN, and boom, a free Bird Dogs whistle tip football with your pair of Bird Dogs. You will not Take these things off. We promise you, they'll become part of you.
I love, dude, the fact that Bird Dogs is dropping in the whistle football is unbelievable. This makes
a gift.
Oh, man, bro. I can't wait. We got to have a contest at the next tailgate, Todd. Who could throw their Bird Dog whistle ball the farthest, bro?
Oh, my God. I love a good whistle ball, whistle tip football fucking competition.
Forget about it, bro.
Let's go.
Hey, just head to Bird Dogs, guys. BirdDogs.com. Promo code GUNSBLAZING. Okay? Boom. Free whistle tip football. You're going to get the best pair of shorts you've ever had, your best pair of joggers, your best pair of pants. Bing, bang, boom. You're welks.
I was already going to order a bunch of my family members' whistle tip footballs anyway.
That's what's wild about it.
Right?
That's what we were just talking about. We were like, man, how great would it be? And we started looking, and it was so hard to find. And I'm like, and they were kind of a little bit pricey.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
The whistle tip football was a little pricey, Todd.
I was like, oh, I wish I could get a couple of these for free. I mean, some of these family members, I'm just getting them a gift just because I don't, you know.
I mean, it's, you know how ironic it was when I saw those high prices on the whistle tip football, and I said, that's a lot of money.
It caused you to whistle. It was so much money. Yeah. You were like, man, am I trying to just give somebody a stocking stuffer? Am I trying to fucking get engaged? I'm not looking to spend 40% of my annual income.
Come on, guy.
Is that a Carhartt shirt you have on right now?
Goddamn right. I got this.
Fuck, I love that shirt.
Bro, you
Carhartt clothes, first of all. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but Carhartt clothing is the best fit ever.
Outside of Bird Dogs?
Outside of Bird Dogs. Because they ain't making shorts with built-in underwear, I can tell you that.
I got this at like Marshall's, bro, in Vermont.
Dude, their sweatshirts are like, I wish you could only buy whoever makes their sweatshirts. That brand of sweatshirt is the best fitting sweatshirt in the history of sweatshirts.
My buddy
Unless
Joe Gotti.
Somebody else comes on as a sponsor that has sweatshirts.
We'll have to get him on the pod. But my buddy Joe Gotti, he's got like 1.5 million on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who does all the Carhartt, got two guys that wearing Carhartts meet each other in public and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's turned into like construction guys in the fucking grocery stores or like, but he came and he did two sets with me in Dayton.
Nice.
Yeah. He happened to be there. He was a pretty funny kid, bro.
Nice.
Funny kid's got, a boatload of fucking followers, bro. Yeah. 1.5 million of TikTok. That's insanity. That's a lot of followers. Man.
That's a lot of followers. I mean, you're doing something, man.
I posted, by the way, fucking Giants right now. I know this is already tomorrow and the game was last night, but we're 17-14 right now, 11 to go in the fourth quarter. Bro, I got Patrick Mahomes. I got Mahomes on my goddamn fantasy team, and the guy shit the bed last week, cost me the week. And it's happening again. He can't get. Do you think? Now, listen, me and my lady are talking about it.
Do people have him figured out a little bit? Is what happened to him what happened to. Fucking Baltimore's quarterback and Brett Louisville having a brain fart.
No, Lamar Jackson. He's doing great.
Yeah, but I mean, still, like, he's always going to be great, but he had that dominant fucking year where you just couldn't stop him and you couldn't beat him. Is that happening to Mahomes?
I don't know.
It seems to happen to all of them eventually.
All I know is I keep seeing videos of him and like sitting there wishing he could be anywhere else on the planet, and it's his wife and his brother going kabonkers with the fucking dances at the sushi place or whatever. It's like she's shaking her ass. He's fucking jumping around in the background, and then Patrick Mahomes just sitting over there at the sushi bar fucking having a better conversation with the Japanese dude that don't even speak English and shit. What the fuck talking about ahi tuna?
How about fucking Carson Wentz? Fucking Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. That motherfucker is the worst and best quarterback all in one.
He's like cornhole, the hardest, easiest game of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, he makes unbelievable plays, and then 2 minutes later, he'll do some bonehead shit, like try to fucking evade a goddamn safety and then just trade it off and give him a touchdown instead with a cornball behind the head. John Stockton fucking pass.
He is the king at fucking turnovers. I'll tell you that. And they kept bragging about, how few interceptions he'd thrown, but they also were fucking running the shit out of the ball.
what happens when you fucking turn the numbers around and you do, you know, you rely on the passing game. Fucking the dude coughs it up. He's just not a big game guy.
He threw three touchdowns, two interceptions.
Three interceptions, right?
I don't know, two or three. They did throw the, I mean, but again, I don't want to get on a Colts fucking bandwagon, but Jesus Christ, Colts. You have Jonathan Taylor and you fucking run the ball 17 times, but you throw it 51?
Come on. Come on.
Jesus, bro.
Stick with what's working, bub.
That's what you done. I know. I mean, balance it out a little bit. You know what I mean? I like some balance.
He's not a big game quarterback. You can't fucking, he's not Andrew Luck. Stop trying to make him Andrew Luck. You know,
I love that Andrew Luck is just trending every Sunday now because the whole world just wants him to come back, just come on back and just take over and just take Indianapolis to a fucking 5 Super Bowl dynasty.
Yeah. And he's like, my fucking back hurt. My shoulder hurts, guys. When I throw the ball, shoulder hurts.
I've been getting crammed into the ground by the most amazingly athletic, strong men in the planet for years. And a few of them I cannot recover from. Get right off my nuts. Let me raise my kid and ride a fucking snowmobile.
I don't want to be addicted to opioids. That's what he's saying. And we're like, please, just please.
Please take more Percocets and get more cortisone shots, please, bro. Do it for our Sunday parties, man.
Will you destroy your kidneys and die at 54 just for us, please?
It's CTE for us, man.
Come on.
Come on, man.
You're giving me depression.
Come on, bro. Go throw 58 passes, bro. And then have the whole city mad because three of them weren't good.
How about the Colts just learn to fucking grade talent? God damn it.
But how about that? Let's put it in the numbers perspective. I mean, Jesus Christ. Yes, he made three. They forced him to throw 51 passes, man. Three of them bad. That's only 6% shit compared. That's only a six, you know, like if you, I just don't. I think when you throw 51, yes, you shouldn't fucking be throwing that one that he threw was absolutely pathetic. I don't know. He should have took the safety.
Well, and he got fucking bailed out huge. Dude, how many times did he underthrow somebody long and we get the PI call? I mean, fucking every time. Every time he threw downfield, he only completed, a couple big passes. But
got him downfield, though.
Yeah, I know.
That's some kind of troll he's doing. Like if he's learned how to game the system of referees, what if this man is fucking playing in 2030 and we're over here in 2021, like maybe a bunch of fucking 9 year behind the times. Maybe. He's just that good. If he just, I keep on throwing perfectly. I make it look like a pass interference. We march downfield. I mean, Jesus, he put up 34 points. I mean, fuck dude. Defense. How about you do make a stop, bro? Jesus. Well, what quarter did fucking Derrick Henry come out in?
They did a good job of stopping him, ironically.
Yeah. Now he's out for the season. Everybody who's winning their fantasy fucking league and eat bullshit.
I didn't do a team this year, but I would always have Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
He's a fucking fantasy monster.
If I ever got a pick under number 10, I could probably get him. Every time I'm in a draft, it's like, oh, you're number 12. But you get the 12th and 13th pick. Fuck off.
Fuck off. Doesn't matter.
You fuck right off.
Jesus
Christ. I got some fire. Hey, dude, I got some new fire bags. I've been throwing them. I've been working on them. I was hit some nice shots today in practice this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Listen, I'm out there practicing. I'm putting in the work.
Are you getting to where you can...
I was in a regional this weekend.
Are you getting to where you can bounce it over the bag? Yeah, no, reliably?
I'm not trying to bounce nothing. I'm just going... I'm either pushing, I'm airmailing, pushing, or straight up the middle.
Great.
I'm going real old school, real James
Damon
Ball.
Damon Dennis. Yeah, James Ball.
Real Damon Dennis on him. I did participate in my second regional tournament this past weekend. Me and my lady drunted. We went to, we drove, where the fuck did we go? Did I play to this open? Delaware. Went to Delaware, 2 hours from here. A little under 2 hours, actually. Went to fucking hung out in Delaware, kid. And it sounds funny to say hang out in Delaware, by the way. It's like, I'm in Delaware.
What's the joke? The old dad joke. What did Delaware?
Yeah, I took, you're looking that up. I'll tell you, me and my boy, Mark Spina. He's a guy I know through the Jersey Cornhole League. He's a qualified advanced player, because there's advanced is the top, and that's where the pros are. And then you got competitive. That's the other. That's what kind of what I am. But I'm fighting for it. Do you figure the joke out?
Yep. What did Della wear?
What?
Her brand new jersey. Get it? New Jersey. Because it's by New Jersey.
You're a fucking cornball.
I think our geography teacher used to fucking say that joke to help you, you know. A little mnemonic device to remember where everything is.
My lady came. She was fucking kicking it. I was on court six, and our seats were right by court six.
Nice.
But I hit a nice drag airmail, bro, fucking right in front of my lady. Mm. She was like, oh, you have been practicing.
Did you give
like,
it a yeah. Let's go.
I fucking hit it. Like, that's how we do, bro. But fucking, get a fucking silent. That's how we do.
Bury people.
But ended up, I had some bad rounds. He's better than me. My partner's better than me. But I did get, I know, advanced, you get more ACL points as well. So I played in advanced singles, and I got a dub. I was down 18-4, bro. Fought my shit my way back and took my first advanced win.
Damn.
And then I got smoked by some dude 21-0.
Damn.
Like, absolutely smoked. Not, you know what the problem is? Consistency, man. I'm telling you, that fourth bag blues, bro. If you have one of your four bags that wanders off on, even if it doesn't go in, then you're just going to constantly get four bagged, and you're going to just give up. Even when I'm throwing tens every round. I'm throwing right. tens, four bag, 10, four bag, 10, 8, 8, 10. They're still scoring, because every time I'm not four bagging, they are.
Mm.
And that's what the difference is. That's why I'm getting, you know, I'm fucking up 2-0, 4-0, you know, a 3-point round. You know, I got fucking 3 in, 1 off. He got 4 in. Like, I mean, I'm over here fucking putting in work. And you just, if you're not hitting all 4 in, you're going to have some problems in any tournament, in any of these tournaments.
Damn, dude. You're getting up there. I mean, that's going to be, wait, let's go like fucking a year from now. Think of where you're going to be.
Yeah.
If you keep I'm thinking, looking no matter on it to this what, level.
No matter what, I will be on a broadcast by the time, even if it's the senior level, I'll mm-hmm. be on the senior fucking singles. You know what I mean? At least when I'm 56.
Yeah.
If I put in work.
I think good life at 56, just going to a different city every fucking weekend, throwing bags.
No, I'm just saying, I want to get money on TV. I'm going to get on TV. I'm going to have sponsorships.
Sure.
Your boy, I'm going to be the fucking 58-year-old beast out there, kid.
That's what I'm saying. It's a good fucking life. Look at Damon Dennis.
Killing it. My lady was awesome. We brought our doggy. We made it a road trip, bro. We were going to diners. We're kicking it. She came, went and grabbed us some Chick-fil-A and shit while we were playing.
Nice.
I was hitting, you know, listen, also, again, without the four-back consistency, you got to be able to hit the airmail. Uh-huh. And that's that. Like, you got to be hitting at least 25 to 35% of your airmails. I mean, to even think about throwing them.
Right. Yeah. That's
but I hit
I'm
a few
liking.
Great ones, but I had a couple bad rounds and we ended up losing the game over. Mm. What I've been working on is how to work on block when you get a block, when someone blocks you.
Yeah.
How to still just push it right out the way, bully it, go straight at it, make them reset. Okay. There's your block. I push yours in with my bag, eat a bowl of shit, throw another one.
Right. Yeah, those are all the little things that separate people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a problem hitting the hole, but I have a problem, like, consistently pushing through the bag. Mm-hmm. I'll hit it, and then my bag goes off to the right, whatever, you know, to the left.
Did you look at my story today?
No, I didn't.
Look at my story. Look at that push I hit. I was doing some filming today. I'm looking at some content.
Nice.
Go to my Instagram story, bro. And look at that push I hit. Well, first your boy comes out. You're going to turn the music down there. I go with the four. You know, I got the clean little four bag there looking nice. But then look at my, if you want to go to my push that I'm super proud of. That's why I posted it. I'm like, that's a nice push by me. That third
Let's
one.
See. Boom, 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 boom.
It's the third story.
Okay. Bank.
I mean, that thing is on below the logo, level. Kid.
Low level, that's a level block, 4. And you push that through. Yeah,
that's not even a block. That's just a miss shot. Because that could.
Right.
That's not. I can just. I would just drop a shot right in the logo and let it slide in.
Nice.
But that's way the fuck down there, bro. That's one of my deepest pickups in a while.
That is a deep pickup. It's nice.
You know what I mean? I just love it, bro. I love. I just love it. I love it. I want to beat everybody in the whole wide world at it.
Are you getting ready for the holidays? You've been shopping for the lady. Dude. Do you know what you're getting your lady for the holidays?
Well, you know what? And the thing is that she always uses mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm certain what I'm going to get my lady.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to get her a Bluetooth headset, bro. I'm getting her some Raycons, Todd.
Good call. Okay? Good call.
She sees me. She sees me airmailing. I got my Raycons in. I'm at the tournament. I'm bagging it. I'm four banging. I'm airmailing. I'm dragging. I'm bullying bags. Mm-hmm. I'm blocking. You know what I mean? And I got my headset in. I got my Raycons in. I'm locked in. I'm low. And she knows, like, I want that level of action. And that's why I'm going to get her upset. Of course she
does. I mean, it's just pure sex. When you're when you're playing with that level of action, and you got your fucking Raycon wireless earbuds in, just honed in on at the business at hand. I wear mine when I walk my dogs.
You take something, Todd.
My dog's just not good conversationalists.
No.
So I'll
my lady
listen to a podcast while I walk the dogs.
My lady is sitting there. She sees me seamlessly Bluetooth pairing and just having a comfortable set of noise isolating fit. You know what I mean? She knows I can start listening right away and keep listening for hours while I play. You know what I mean? She knows that the quality of these things are just amazing. You know what I mean?
Especially comparable to what you get from other premium brands. You know what I mean? And you get these, what, Raycon, they start at half the price of those other brands.
That's another thing. Like, why would I want to pay double for something that I can get? So I can already get this level of quality for half price. And that's the new everyday earbuds come with three new sound profiles. That's my favorite part, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with three new sound profiles.
Set it to what you want.
To make sure everything's listening. I'm listening to sounds its best. And with just the right amount of bass, because that's where they always get it wrong. The bass part of the headset. And that's where Raycon shines. They got pure mode. That's for podcast listening, you know, blues, instrumentals, things of that nature. You got the balanced mode, podcast, rock, nice heavy metal. You know what I mean? Heavy rock. Then you got the bass mode, you know, the EDM, the reggae, hip hop. So, you know, that's what.
Just really them boy. You got to have the bass mode on for that.
Bass mode. Baseball. Right. And you know, here's another thing, guys. Right now, Raycon offers 8 hours of playtime for a 32-hour battery life. Come on, guys.
Oh, my God, dude. And there's also a built-in mic. And you can take calls on your earbuds. It's just a press of a button.
Bip. You're in the call now.
You're not just listening. You can have two-way conversation on them. So this holiday season, get them something they can use for calls, for music, for work, or play. At home or on the go, doesn't matter. Just pick up a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds. The everyday earbuds, dude. Pick up a pair for yourself.
Trust me. Yeah. You're going to want to use them every single day. And right now, if you go to buyraycon.com/gunsblazing, okay, today, to unlock exclusive deals of a 20% off your Raycon order. These are already half price earbuds, and now you're getting another 20% off, but hurry, because this offer is only available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. So that's head over to buyraycon.com/gunsblazing to unlock your 20% off on your Raycons. buyraycon.com/gunsblazing.
What a deal. Love the Raycons.
Such a good them. You know, we're just blessed with the guys that advertise on this show, man.
Mm-hmm.
they're just doing right, we got the best ones. And we comb through them, because there's thousands of people who want to advertise
on this podcast. We turn people down all the time.
Well, left and right, bro.
It's like we're on fucking a dating app. We're just always swiping left on fucking companies. Just no. Don't want to talk about that one. Don't want to talk about that one. Oh, yeah, I want to talk about that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. What is that?
And then we match.
What is that? Fucking the same high quality earbud, but for half the cost? Give me a break. I'm all in.
Dude, I was having a little conversation with Kirk Fox earlier today.
Oh, this evening.
And listen, this is what you got to love about Kirk Fox. We've referenced him a few times. We got to get him on the podcast here very soon. Maybe we'll see if he can do the Thursday show or something.
Yeah.
But I didn't know any of this shit about this dude, because he's not a fucking bragger, right? He just wants to have a good time, and he's a funny as shit. So you end up talking comedy or just bullshitting with the guy, and you don't realize that he was in The Postman, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Wyatt Earp, and The fucking Patriot.
I didn't know that, bro.
Right? And you've been friends with him for how long? You wouldn't know that because he doesn't fucking mention. Like, I would start every conversation with, hey, how you doing? I'm Kirk Fox. I was in The Postman, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Wyatt Earp, and The Patriot. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Fuck. Are you kidding me?
I got to see what he played in The Patriot.
In speaking roles. In The Patriot, he played Skunk. So I think he was probably one of the, I'll have to go back and watch it, but I think he was probably one of the, you know, he had that little squad there that they hid in the swamp and they would attack people.
I have not banged that movie like I have, like a Braveheart, for instance.
Oh, you're going to love it.
I mean, I've seen it a handful of times, but it's just been a while.
Yeah.
For me to pinpoint that. But, you know, he's always in some amazing shit. Like he's just a great, that guy is, again, Kurt Fox, I just looked laughing my ass off at some of his memes today of his comedy.
He has the best memes.
I know, dude. It's so good. And, you know, one time we were both doing them, right? He's like, what do you think about this? And I go, what about this version, right? So he goes, all right, I like that version. Let's do a test run. So we did a test run one time with a meme of different, like I made it look all kind of like smooth and cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same thing. His quote, his jokes over his head. And then he did his where it's just like, it looks just like he just typed over it real quick and just dropped it in the middle.
Nice.
And he's like, all right, I did a test. You know what? They don't like nice. They want the font that I just a shit font I put on it. It's like, it's just the numbers are way different. I was like, great fucking way to go. Like that. I even like how he even attacked that, like the design of the meme, like of his stuff. And he's like, oh, this is it. This is how, you know, we do a test run. I get a legit, you know, feedback, bing, bang, boom, done. And it crushes. You got to follow. If you guys don't follow Kirk Fox on Instagram, you got to get on it, man.
He's the best. He is the best texter. He's the most fun person to text with. Like one time I said, he put out this killer meme or whatever. And I was like, dude, I just want to be you when I grow up. And he's like, then slow down. Just the perfect one. I'm just looking at this old text here of why he's my favorite texter. He says, what's up, Law? Cop podcast soon. How's Indy? Shut down. And I said, doing shows all weekend, trying to keep sane. This is in 2020 during the pandemic. And he said, is it working? How's murder? Still around? And I'm like, I said, what are you up to? He says, just being a dad, kids 2.2, wife CPA, so I'm fine. I don't even know what that means. It just cracked. Wife's a CPA, so I'm fine. So funny.
That is funny, bro. Oh man. I'm glad I just picked up another date. I'll be in Virginia Beach. Funny Bone on Thursday. Nice. Thursday night, December 2nd. One nighter. Because I'm gonna go down I'm gonna go compete in the ACL Open down there in Virginia Beach.
Nice.
From December, it's December 3rd and 4th. So I looked at the Funny Bone calendar, Big Bang Boom, it was empty. Let's fill her up, guys. Let's go to fucking Virginia Beach. 7 hours. Within 7 hours, Virginia Beach, the Funny Bone, Thursday, December 2nd.
That's a fucking nice club, bro.
Never been there.
Oh, you're gonna love it. It's the hotel is, if I remember right, the hotel is directly across the street too, and it's like a really kick-ass hotel with cool shit to do around it. So I assume you're taking your lady.
Yeah.
You're gonna love it. There's a big naval base around there too. You'll be busy playing when you're not performing, but if you get back there, go check you out. That naval base is really cool, the ships and shit. Norfolk, I forget which one it is, but anyway.
Yeah, I think it's near Norfolk. Listen, Todd, I'm ready to jump into a fighter jet. I've decided I'm going to start throwing dough away to the side every month, and I'm going to save up, and I'm on the side, and I'm going to go fucking fly around in a private jet, fighter jet, bro, and then I'm going to land, I'm going to grill steaks for the pilots.
Oh, there you go. Dude,
I'll bring a couple of tomahawks.
Do a show on an aircraft carrier and get to fucking ride around and land on the deck there and then fucking cook for everybody on the fucking deck. That'd be fucking great.
If anybody has a version of or any way to be able to get me and Todd onto an aircraft carrier, maybe do some laps in on a jet and then land and then cook steaks on the fucking top of a the runway of an aircraft carrier, please, for Jesus, reach out.
Also, maybe they'll let us fire the anti-aircraft gun on there.
Like, yeah.
Where you crank, the one where you crank the wheel and it spins the turret. Mm-hmm. I'll spin it. You can aim. Pull the trigger. You'll be like, three clicks left. I'll move it. Boom, 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 boom. That'd be the shit.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Maybe we'll get lucky. We'll see some pirates out there. We just fucking take out a little
Somali pirates.
Shitty Somali pirate.
By the way,
watercraft. Have you ever,
I was watching a video recently and how they attack ships. It's pretty fucking brilliant.
Well, yeah. They take down some monster ships. Ships. Yeah. Not ships. Yeah, they work in shifts, but they take down ships.
The way they roll up in like 10 different ways, like all over from 10 different points and shit, speed up on them and just fucking overrun the ship, bro.
Yeah.
You got to respect a good ship overrunning. Like, maybe, you know, I could see why cowboys walk around with such big cocks, like their attitude. Like, if you're horseback and you're fucking running down a train and you jump off your horsey and you go in and you rob the train and you jump back and you have to obviously walk back your horse.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that is some serious shit right there.
I know, but I just want the one job I want. Like right now, if you're like, what job do you want? Here's the job I want. I want to make like $300,000 tax-free to just sit on top of a fucking shipping vessel that's going to go through the Horn of Africa on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, you know, vulnerable to pirates. And I want to sit up there with a 50 cal sniper rifle.
Yep.
And my little crow's nest.
Yep.
$300,000 a year, tax free, because it's kind of a combat job. And then I just want to sit up there with my 50 cal sniper rifle. And when those little boats come up to the side, I'm just going to. And I'll probably just sink them. You know, I'll just hit their boat and just put holes in it and sink them, because it's like shooting pirates in a barrel.
Let me ask you this. Can you at least do the proper sniper sound?
I will.
Thank you, sir. You're an idiot, bro.
Wouldn't that be a cool ass job, though? You just ride this ship.
Yeah.
Ride ships with your sniper rifle at the top.
I got a beer fact since you talk about, you know, taking a ship down around the Cape of Africa, you know, down at Cape Town. This is a fun beer fact. It's a reason it's a pale ale. Right. India pale ale is because when, you know, when settlers or fucking traders would take their beer and they knew they were going to have to go from Europe down, you know, below the southern tip of Africa to come back up and do trading and whatnot. They wanted their beer, obviously, to stay fresh and drinkable on the way back. So that's when they started hammering the preservatives in there. Right. Ooh. They started hammering the preservatives to keep the beer what it was, the extra hops and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously when they come back and they're on their way back fucking months and months later, you're cracking open these crates and now suddenly you don't have just a regular lager beer. You got a fucking India, and that's why they call it India Pale Ale.
Damn.
So when they were coming back around, you know, on their trips to India and whatnot and doing the southern tip of Africa, bing, bang, boom, India Pale Ale. That's why it's super hoppy. You know, that's why you're going to get those, and you can get a lot of that citrus and all that stuff going on in there.
I had no idea. It makes sense though. Mm-hmm. So long hauls.
I got a lot of pretty good useless wine alcohol facts.
Mm.
I used to really be into the wine way more, and I was reading about it on a regular basis and tasting and reading. And I'm part of a little wine club where they send you the wine and the big colorful like one pagers that are laminated with all the information of the wine.
Yeah.
They and that was pretty fucking. I think actually it was they sponsored some shit back in the Heartland days, and I ended up using the promo code because it was such a good deal.
Oh yeah.
And then I just didn't for a while there at my house in Indy. I had like 40 bottles of fucking wine, and I'm just drinking wine all the time and just reading about it and fucking. Well, you know, we're talking about the Malbec. We're looking at 80% of the volume of that version of wine. Of that blend, you know, I'm already fucking losing that blend. You know, it comes out of the Argentinian region where it's, you know, you're gonna get a lot of the temperatures. What do they call it? The fucking high temps and the low temps, or the fucking barometer? I forget, bro. But I used to know because I'm just reading nonstop,
right?
I'm drinking it and I'm loving it. I love wine,
and I just love that wine. What a time. Fuck. See, it works for anything. It's just in simple lyrics. Just simple lyrics because it so sounds simple. Good. It's all you need.
All you need is some face tattoos. Don't wash your hair for a while and just kind of like start to mop it up with, you know, kind of group it off, kind of like Squid Games your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Except for they don't have to fight to the death or whatever.
If like if I didn't wash my hair for a very long time, I can get it to do that, I bet.
Yeah, you could.
It kind of stands beard, up like, when I don't like fucking wash it. It'll start to stand like that, up and actually like look that, thicker.
Yeah, that promo picture that you had on Twitter the other day.
Yeah, right?
Like that hair. That
why can't you see my ears when I face totally frontward?
Well, because you have a really, you have a pit bull kind of thing going on.
They're like pinned to my fucking head.
Well, it's because it's because you wore a metal choker chain as a little boy for so many years because you were such a fucking maniac.
I think you're right. And I was always had my motorcycle helmet on, doing wheelies on my dirt bike off the top of the shed.
Yeah, and you know what?
Trying to be Evel Knievel.
You know, you had when you were a little kid, your mom said that your ears were as big as Andrew Siciliano, you know, the guy that does the Red Zone channel?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fucking set of ears right there.
It is a set of ears.
I mean, that's like you could lay that down on a coffee table and put candy in it. It's like a big old dish.
Mm-hmm.
His ears. It's like a candy dish for a mixer, right?
Oh yeah.
Your mother said you had ears like that when you were a little boy, and then she pinned them back. She had pinned them back around the back of your head. It was kind of like a strap. She had strap.
She tied a strap around it just to hold it in place, mm-hmm. so they wouldn't stick out so much.
Yeah. But then they started tugging on it. They started getting kind of an elfy shape, and that was not good.
Mm-mm.
So that's when you moved to wrestling, so you can just wear the little things that cover your ears at all the time.
Yeah, protect them. Mm-hmm. And now they're just sandwiched flat against. There's no deviation. Like, it's hard with glasses even. Glasses don't even want to go behind these motherfuckers. They are pinned flat to my fucking head, bro.
Yeah. I saw it. One time I saw you try to put a cigarette back there and it smashed when you try to shove it in there.
I know. It's almost Mr. Potato Head, it's just like Velcroed on the side of my head.
But if you could do a Mr. Potato Head, but as a pit bull with pit bull ears,
mm-hmm.
fucking pit bull ears, bro.
Do I do a good Predator? Do you remember the movie Predator with?
You can't forget that movie.
All right, tell me if this is a good Predator.
All right, go. I think you need a little bit more of a deeperness, like that. Not, I obviously fucked it up. You're getting too nasally.
All right.
Hit it again. Do it one more. Come on. Maybe open your mouth a little more.
I can't.
No. Maybe not. I think that his, it's a decent one, but his was more subtle. The real Predator had a little bit more of a subtle one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm going to try to find it on here because it's one of the coolest, like you know, look at those movies. I was just watching a thing on this last night. Some of the greatest movies, they don't show the monster very much, right? It's just so it's your composer and whoever scores it, it's their responsibility to create some kind of cue to you when the monster is around, and that builds suspense. Like they did it with Jaws. Michael Myers was the thing I was watching for Halloween. They were like, if we won't hardly show him, but we'll play that, that Halloween fucking whatever it is, the little piano key thing. And probably the one of the greatest ones of all times was Jason from Friday the 13th.
Yep.
Because that guy,
the music, it became so famous. Just as famous as the character itself.
Oh yeah.
You know, what was the Jason one?
It was the,
oh yeah,
come on, mom, mom, mom.
Yeah.
All right, here's the Jaws. Predator.
Dun it.
Oh.
Yeah, see, I don't think you have the pipes for that.
That's a different sound than I thought it was.
You'd have to pop your jaw out of place. Like you'd have to knock yourself out, fuck your jaw up, mm-hmm. till it can open up lower.
I would have to fit a mallet and just rattle it off my spine like that. You, that kind of.
You know what though? I think you have the perfect face to be a nutcracker one time for Halloween. Like if you just draw the black lines down
mm-hmm.
with the way your facial structure, with your hair structure, it looks like you could be a really good nutcracker.
I would love to be. For sure. I tried to be the Nutcracker all through fucking middle school and every musical. And they would never cast me. They're always like, oh, you can help behind the stage with shit. I'm like, fuck you.
I remember I was...
Fuck you, Miss Schaffner.
Miss Schaffner?
I have fucking skills.
So you're not a Mrs. Schaffner.
Listen to my fucking raspy voice. Yeah. Use it. I had this voice since I was second grade, by the way.
That's nice, bro. That's why you got more chicks. You know, they tried to write me out of the play one time in like fifth grade when I moved to South Carolina, and I was going to be the guy. I don't remember the play, what it was about. I just knew that my part was I had my pants, had the rips in them, you know, and I had my guitar. I was doing this air guitar solo.
Nice.
And I had to come running out and slide on my knees and fucking play, bro. And they tried to ax your boy out. And I was like, I don't know about that. That's my part. That's what I do. And then I don't know if it was because I looked different than everybody. But I ended up fighting for the part and I did it. And I remember to this day, I did it kind of wrong. And I scratched up my knee pretty good through my holy pants. I got a nice fucking gym floor rash.
Did they
sliding down?
Did they always make you play the bad guy? Because you look different? Because you were a person of color?
One time they made me be a private eye. And I said, that's kind of fucked up because I have a lazy eye. and then they asked me to wear an eye patch one time in school because some of the kids were a little bit tripped out. And
who's that Asian comic that, God damn it. It's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. But
Yoshi.
The guy has a southern accent.
Oh, okay.
He was on one of the last comic standings. But anyway, he used to have this bit, and he'd said, yeah, we always played Cowboys and Indians in my neighborhood. It's pretty fucked up. I always had to be the cook.
It's dumb as shit. Man. All right, buddy.
Good one, bro. Let's do it again here in a couple of days.
Yes, sir.
For everybody else, listen, do a couple things. Look, keep your eyes on the schedule for the shows. We got shows coming up. Just go to gunsblazingpodcast.com. Shows on there. We'll get Sean's Virginia Beach one on there as soon as he gets me that link. And then go to YouTube. Subscribe to this channel. There's some good fucking videos on there. I don't know why we don't have like 10,000 subscribers right now.
I know. Almost 1,000. We're almost at 1,000.
Let's go. Get us to 1,000, guys. Get us to 1,000. Share it with a friend. Just say subscribe. You don't ever, you tell your friend you don't ever have to watch it again. We don't care. Just subscribe. You guys watch. They're going to watch if they subscribe, though. I have faith. All right, brother. Let's get out of here.
Later, buddy.
Love you.
Love you, buddy.